Drunk on Comics Special Edition, an interview with the creators of Man vs. Rock.
All right, so we got Drunk on Comics, obviously, here, Derek and Adam, and we are here with the guys from Man vs. Rock, Kevin and Victor. So, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us.
We've been trying...
I'm really happy to be on Grand Rapids' number one drunk-slash-comics-related podcast.
You know, it's wonderful that you were so specific about that, because we know we are, and we really shoot for that market.
I just want to plug that for you guys. I know you guys are too humble yourselves to plug.
Yeah,
how important you are to the Grand Rapids culture.
Yeah, no, but we try and plug everybody in the Grand Rapids culture as best we can, but we just don't find ourselves doing it.
Yeah, well, you know, both people in Grand Rapids are right in that room with you right now.
That's the problem,
dude. We also, you should know, have a very large following in Germany, which makes zero sense to us, but our web traffic shows that. So if you want to say Guten Tag to all the German listeners.
Sie liken trinken die Comics?
Yeah, I don't speak German, so I'm assuming you said that we sound cool. That's all I got.
I just heard Holocaust.
Hey, remember all those followers in Germany we didn't have anymore after that Man vs. Rock interview? It was terrible. Well, thank you guys so much for being on here. We really have been trying to get you on for a bit, and I was really excited when Tony says that he couldn't do it because that meant that I got to talk to you guys, and I love doing the interviews.
All right. Yeah, I know. We're happy to be here.
Now, I saw on your page one of your four volumes that we got a chance to read through that you guys have won some awards for Man vs. Rock. Why don't you tell us about that?
Oh, yes. Well, we were really proud to have won the Global Warming Deniers of the Year award last year by the Donald Trump campaign for president. That was pretty amazing. Also, we've won a couple of Indie Comic of the Year awards by Comic Bastards, and then we're a top 15 independent comic book of the year by Bleeding Cool. So pretty cool stuff. Everyone's been really supportive so far.
Absolutely excellent. As well, they should be.
You can
too.
Donate to our super PAC whenever you guys want to.
No, we'll keep that in mind because clearly you guys are the most morally upstanding individuals, as evidenced by your writing, and would never take anything on unserious fashion. So it's probably best that.
Clearly, the most politically correct comic book in the universe. So every moral, upstanding human being that really wants like a chaste book should go take a look at Man vs. Rock. Yep. It's clearly the demographic you're going for.
We think that we don't know how you could be offended if you're not straight, gay, Christian, Jewish, Muslim, Christian,
any denomination,
anything in the world. Otherwise,
or even just a woman.
Their book.
If you're none of those things, you won't be offended.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Yeah, I found it fascinating reading through that stuff, how many very political overtones and cultural commentaries you guys were offering on a regular basis without trying to just drive it home past just simple stupidity on most of the jokes.
Thanks. It's kind of intentional. Like, we don't really have an agenda with any of this, even though, like, some of our jokes or setups are, like, offensive. We're not really setting out to offend anybody.
Yeah, we're not preachy. The only time we're preachy is when we touch children.
That's in the shed behind the house where Dad showed me God and then had sex with me. Nice. I got the joke. Yeah, I totally got it.
I forgot about that line.
Then he fucked me in the head.
Yep, I read through that and I was like, oh, he showed me God. Huh? Oh, their next line. They went another step on it. They took another step on me.
And then he fucked me in the ass.
Yeah, I mean, speaking of the awards we've gotten, we were named the Book of the Year by Jared Fogel Book Club last year, so that was a really...
Jared, oh, that's great.
Impressive achievement.
Yeah, I hear that he's still sending letters about it from prison for you guys, so I'm really glad that he's been our spokesman now.
Yeah. Went from Subway to Man vs. Rock.
Yeah, his spokesmanship got real cheap real quick. We don't know why, but we were so happy to have him on board. Yeah.
I mean, it's like the art of the deal, like Donald Trump teaches you. You have to take the deal when you have it.
Absolutely.
America doesn't win anymore.
At least it's good for Jared that he can still get footlongs. They're not even $5 when he's in prison. So.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I wish they would just sell one cigarette for 1 foot long over there at Subway. I would feel like I'd be in there more often.
Yeah. 5 to 10 year footlong.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, it's I guess in the original point that you had, like we understand some of the jokes we have are offensive. We're not like trying to offend people. We don't have an agenda here. We just want to make you laugh.
Excellent.
And, you know, that's really where the book begins and ends. Just trying to make you laugh.
Yeah, my big question behind it too was like, 'cause so many of your you have said it in this parallel, but like over the top version of our own lives that we're living in. And while we're doing that, like you're poking fun at everything and everyone to just make light of the fact that we're really being stupid about a lot of bullshit. So like it's almost like there isn't an agenda other than to point out that everybody should just lighten the fuck up and like stop trying to find problems with everything, because it's clearly just the rocks.
We barely pay you to say these things about it. Yeah, no, it's definitely that's our intent. Like we think it's just we think society's just right now as a whole is way too offended by every little thing, and so we're just like, we're gonna throw it all out there. We're gonna like actually take it like all the way to like 11 and see, make you just deal with it. That's sort of our
That's
goal.
Funny.
Here.
Yeah, definitely, man. I think you definitely hit the right key of what the intention is. Like, you know, from presidents that masturbate to Marley and me to soldiers that wish they could finger their 7th grade math teacher. Like, I think, yeah, that's what we're trying to do. We're just trying
The views of Victor Detroit are not representative of the views of Man versus Rock.
Yeah.
I don't
blame you for that at all. Like, there's a lot of really good moments in the book where you have somebody who says the most outlandish line ever and then blames the rocks for that thing happening, being like, well, it's the rocks' fault that my son is heterosexual because he and Tim were going to be really happy together. Like, I read through that one and I was like, it's literally every bad excuse that we've ever had or ever heard with just the word rock put in instead of what is actually being complained about.
Yeah, like society as a whole is like so quick to like find a scapegoat for something and pile on it, and then like you have this herd mentality where everyone follows it, and it just becomes this like, it just degrades itself into this like insane, like, you know, like rabble rouser sort of demagoguish thing. Like you see the elections right now; it's basically that's what it's all about right now.
Or more importantly, Batman versus Superman.
Exactly. Everyone loved that movie. Yeah, I mean, we're thinking about signing the entire cast from Batman versus Superman to in separate roles for Man versus Rock. We think that'd be good. But yeah, I mean, back to your original point, though. It's just about...
No, not back to his original point. Back to Batman and Superman.
Seriously, who is Jesse Eisenberg going to play in your comic? That's what I want to know.
He's going to play every character. Actually, we're going to have like a Nutty Professor type thing going on where he plays every single character.
We need the,
and all the rocks.
Twitchy, yeah, nervous, angry, angsty nerd.
Yeah, I mean, I fucking like that movie, but besides that, notwithstanding, yeah, I mean, it's you sort of hit the heart with Man versus Rock. We just want to make you laugh, and we're not afraid to make you twitch and cringe as you laugh.
That was definitely something that occurred while I read it, but I can appreciate that.
Did you laugh?
I did, quite a bit. What made you guys decide that rocks were the ultimate scapegoat in this comic? Was that just like what gave you the concept of this?
I think it's like, well, the main thing is that we're big South Park fans. And one of our favorite episodes of South Park are the ones where, like, there's a problem and the townspeople totally overreact to it. So you're just thinking, like, what's the dumbest villain we could possibly come up with? And, like, you're standing on it. It's a bunch of fucking rocks. And so, yeah, just thinking, like, this is sort of a natural extension of this, like, fear, panic society that, you know, what's the easiest thing to blame? Well, it's, like, whatever you're looking at, which is probably a rock, you know? That's sort of the idea. Actually, I came up with the idea in the Natural History Museum in New York City while I was at the rock exhibit. That's actually how it really happened. But
so that's why you have the nod and throwback to that?
Yeah. So that's why we have the Natural History Museum scenes, because that's where came up with the idea. But it's the idea of like, what would happen if you just like say like Independence Day, the movie Independence Day, if you just like replaced all the aliens with rocks, that's basically what Man versus Rock is.
That's exactly what it is, and it can absolutely feel the South Park esque style of humor too, because the setup to punchline is often just over the top with a lot of really great reoccurring jokes. Like Derek and I were talking about it earlier. One of our favorite ones is that. Oh, where is so-and-so? Is it doing this? Yes, he's already dead. Like, just, like, why do we need to talk about it more? Already dead.
We're glad to hear that. You know, that's one we're always like, geez, are we overusing this joke? We're like, hell no, we don't want to.
Yeah, we're going to put it in 80 more times.
Yeah, no, it's good. Because, you know, particularly because it's only like once or twice per comic anyway. So it's pretty, I mean, it's enough that it sticks around, but it's not so much that you're beating us over the head with it.
Or
you know,
squeezing blood from the stone.
Oh!
Perfect.
Yeah, no, I mean, we try to do callbacks to lots of jokes. Like, I mean, some people miss them, some people hit it. Like, you know, some people get, like, the Bucks beer and penis enlarger stuff that we have in there.
Right.
Like, we have, like, several appearances of that, like, ridiculous sort of product. And, yeah, we try to call back as much as we can. We think it's, like, little Easter egg for people that have, like, read closely.
Yeah, and it's almost like sort of when you're doing, yeah, like, improv humor and stuff. Like, a lot of that's all about listening and doing callbacks and finding out, like, what's funny and sort of – because a lot of the script is rewritten so many times, you know, as we go along. And just feeling out the best jokes and, like, sort of what's working and –
And it's because of that we were able to come up with a comedy that we think is, you know, like all the other great comedies like The Hurt Locker and Schindler's List.
Oh,
something that even just as funny.
Yeah, no, you're just tongue-in-cheek.
You're losing
the whole
fans
time.
In Germany as we speak.
Thank you.
We're just hemorrhaging fans in Germany right now.
They're really the worst business decision you guys ever made.
They went half our web traffic. Thank you, guys. That's yeah. Great. Can you give us a little bit of a background on like what your writing process is for this comic book? Do you guys just get together and kind of make a storyboard, or do you just kind of like get really drunk and bounce stuff off each other?
Yeah, it's evolved in a pretty fun way. I mean, at first it started like I wrote it as a screenplay and I would meet up with Kevin and we would just like bounce ideas off each other. And then now we just kind of like we meet up, we write scenes and we just like insult each other like that's a shitty joke. You suck. Fuck you. And then we'll like, you know, we'll keep going until once we're both laughing as we're writing, we know we're writing the right scene. So that's probably my favorite part of the whole process is like writing shit together. And That's the most fun. Like writing a script by yourself alone in like a dark, dank room, you feel like you're gonna, you know, like you're the Unabomber or something. But when you're with a friend, you know, writing a script together, that's, you know, it's as close to love and homoerotic love that I'll ever be. So,
oh, where's your hand right now, man? No, I mean, in my opinion, it's like, you know, our writing process. You'd be amazed what you can come up with when you're in lots of PCP. That's sort of my thought about our writing process. Now, Victor's right, though. It's like that's what really makes this an awesome experience is the collaborative thing. Victor and I are really old friends, and Victor is the funniest guy I've ever met besides Carlos Mencia. So, like, it's really fun to just work with him, like, where his mind's going. And, like, once, like Victor says, like, we're laughing together, like, we know we have something that we think is other people are going to laugh at, like, you know, the good people in Grand Rapids.
Yeah. We keep each other in check, too, because sometimes we'll have dumb jokes. Like, you know, we're like, oh, that's stupid. Like, you know, if I want to put in something that's a little bit too far about, like, I'm always doing, like, pretty absurd sexual jokes, or, like, I want to do a joke about breast cancer. It might be a little tasteless. Whereas, you know...
How could you make a tasteless joke about breast cancer, Victor?
Yeah,
I don't know. How do you do that? No, I mean, what Victor's saying is, like, they're like, you know, it's very collaborative. If you look at like Man versus Rock and you divide, if you looked at all the jokes, it's like probably one third of the jokes are by me, one third of the jokes are by Victor, and then one third are by like both of us. And so, Carlos Mencia is like all the other ones. We stole them all from Carlos Mencia.
That's okay. He stole them from someone else. So
yeah, but yeah, like basically, if you're looking at a joke and it's like a joke about fingering like somebody, you know that's Victor. And if it's like a stupid like pop culture reference joke, it's like about Taylor Swift, it's by me. So like we kind of have to keep each other honest on that because it can get too far either way. And it's good because like, you know, you're not only like trying to write something with somebody, you're also editing the person as you go. and you're editing yourself. And so it's sort of, it's like, you know, in the words of bullshitter consultants everywhere, it's the synergy that you get by collaborating on a script. So that's now, like our
Have you worked a lot with synergistic
answer to your simple question?
No, it was great. We loved it. Do you work a lot with synergistic solutions? Then I take it. I mean, it feels like you have a lot of experience with that
all the time.
We're optimizing our performance.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, literally, I got an email from Victor the other day, which was like, first of all, we have to give a shout out to our three artists, Jared Lamp, Summer Fitzgerald, who does the coloring, and then our other artist, Jeremy Lamp. And so, like, you know, like, Jeremy Labib, sorry. And so I got an email from, like, Victor the other day. It's like titled, like, Jeremy Optimization Utilization or something like that. It's like, the hell is this? It's like, are we updating one of our artists like a Windows 95 or something like that? So we definitely have gotten like into the code speak of like bullshit marketers and consultants everywhere.
Just to fuck with each other.
That's perfect.
Yeah. Now, I mean, actually, speaking of like synergy or whatever, like Man versus Rock is only like part of what we do. The other part is we run the Man versus Rock MBA school online. So you should definitely go to our website and sign up for an MBA.
And there's no way that could possibly go the way of Trump and be sued later on, right?
Exactly. No, I mean, I could be president is what you're telling me.
That's what I've learned today.
Yeah, so it's pretty awesome. So yeah, I mean, for all your listeners in Germany and in you know, Michigan and around the world, I mean, keep us in mind for your MBA.
Yeah.
In addition to your perverted comic books.
No, this is very good. Coming to our university.
that's
the worst imprecision I've ever heard. It was great.
No, it wasn't.
No.
Since you guys are publishing this yourself, correct? You're doing everything independent. Can you give us a little bit of a background on how that's been working for you and like your publishing process?
Well, the great thing is you can keep changing your address so your creditors can never find you. But
I'm sure that helps.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I mean, it's honestly like we like the process of like having the self-publishing part like just as much as the process of writing the book, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's cool. We take, you know, take ownership. We basically what we do is we just print out our own comics, and we started very small, like did small orders and see what we could sell. And then over time, we've just kind of, you know, we grind like crazy at the cons, and, you know, we're gearing up to distribute through Diamond and the comic book stores too. So
awesome. I mean, that's part of the thrill too, is just like, we want to take this all the way, you know, like it's prom night. We want to, you know, and part of that is that, you know, we're not just going to like, I mean, we've had like sniffs from other publishers, but they don't give you good deals. You know, sure. It's all about like sign your rights. Well, you're not going to make any money.
Yeah. So you know, if you spend all night grinding, you want to make sure you can get your rocks off.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly the way it goes. Like, I'm going to put that on my business card.
All you guys.
Yeah. I mean, like there is something you kind of learn. Like, it's a really big learning experience, like starting your own indie publisher and like taking it through, and like you lose money at first, but like if you grind, it's really possible to you know, make a profit and to like have momentum. And like, that's really exciting. Like, the most exciting thing is when somebody comes to a con that you like read your book and tells you how much they liked it.
Yeah, that's so awesome.
Like you can't replace that. And so, you know, sort of like taking ownership of it by having your own publisher is something that we like to do. And
plus,
something
we don't want somebody coming to us to be like, oh, you can't say this joke or that joke. It's like, fuck you. We're doing this so we can like do our own thing, you know?
Yeah, I mean, Man versus Rock probably couldn't be published by a lot of places like in the way that it is. It's like they would tell us that, oh, we need to cut this, you know, joke about Taylor Swift's pussy, and I'd be like, fuck no. I'm an artist, goddammit. Yeah, I mean, so it's, you know, to answer your question, like, that's something we're not going to change probably unless we get, like, a really good deal. Well, we're happy to sell out.
Yeah, once somebody says, hey, here's a big, giant, cartoonish bag of money,
then we're straight gone. To
yeah.
Tijuana,
yeah, and we're gone. Snidely Whiplash, like, strolls up to you guys and hands it off quickly.
Yeah, exactly. Like, we would sell out in a second. Like, that's the goal. Everyone, like, all the artists are just like, yeah, like, calling you a sellout. Like, why the fuck are you here? Like, everyone's here to sell out to a degree. So, I mean, that's...
That being said, I think the best part is being able to write funny, hilarious comic books with your friend, like, and, you know, yeah, it would be great to sell out, but I think the goal is to make money, enough money where you could do this full time, where you could just write funny comic books with your friends.
Yeah, we're not there. We're not there yet. But I mean, our revenue has gone up a lot this last year. We've done really, we do well at these cons.
You sold the shit out of stuff at C2E2.
Well, we sold a ton. Yeah. Like, C2E is great to us.
Dude,
we still
C2E2 is awesome con. I love that con.
Yeah, I mean, we still get online orders from people from Chicago and Michigan and Indiana from there. So it was a great convention, and I'm really happy that we went, and we're definitely going next year.
That's awesome.
But, yeah, and it was great meeting you guys there.
Yeah.
I like the Midwest, because I think people just have a better sense of humor. They're not as, like, uppity as some of the coasts, you know? Like, I don't know, it's a little more just chillax and...
Yeah, I mean, like, in the West Coast, it's not very... It's,
well, we have a lot of fans on the West Coast, for sure. We have some awesome fans. But
do.
Every now and then at cons, like, people will sometimes... We have just confrontations where people... like, one guy just wanted to punch Kevin in the face.
Yeah. Hopefully that didn't happen this year.
Every con on the West Coast. Like, somebody will, like, read it and they're like... You can just see them, like, fuming about, like, what you're writing. Like, getting so offended. And, yeah. Like, yeah, they... I mean, Victor is 6'7", so nobody wants to punch him in the face. But if anybody ever gets mad at Victor, since I'm like 5'8", they look at me and they're like, I want to punch me in the face. So, like, that's basically how it works.
Well, I'm glad that you guys have that really great relationship between, you know, Andre the Dine and Manny Patinkin, where, like, one of you guys can, like, take the hit for the other person and you can just be the brute squad.
Basically what the relationship is.
We are sort of like a 40s cartoon where he's, like, the mob boss on, like, the big dumb one. He's like... There, boss, what should we do now? He's like, oh, yeah, you stupid grown now. Like,
shut
slap.
Up, Mimsy!
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no, it is sort of funny, though. Yeah, it's, but we love C2E2. We're happy to go back, and we definitely want to do more Midwest cons. So if you have any recommendations, let us know.
Motor City is a really big one. That's coming up in 2 weeks here, so obviously probably not that one for you, but I would check that out next year. That one's
sick.
That's like the big
we could like rent out an empty skyscraper to live in for the week, I guess, if we wanted to.
You probably could.
For about the same amount as getting a table at Motor City, actually.
Fortunately, it's not in the shithole part of Detroit. It's in Novi, which is like the north kind of rich part. So you don't have to worry about getting stabbed the second you walk out of the con, which is a good thing. I know.
I wanted a souvenir.
Yeah, I wanted a souvenir. I was looking forward to a shiv.
No, that's awesome. No, Detroit's great too, and we'd love to do that maybe next year. You know, we've got a lot of cons. We're going to Hawaii in 3 weeks for the Hawaii con.
It was hard to convince my wife to come with me to that one.
I was going to say, really, clearly that was going to be a rough one to be sold on. Oh shit, we have to go to Hawaii. Damn, my life's so difficult.
Yeah. She served the divorce papers this morning.
Yeah, I'm sure. That's terrible. So speaking of you putting on new content and keeping yourselves busy with this, you've gone through Volume 4. Now, is Volume 5 in the works, or you guys have a release date on any of this?
Volume 5 is basically done. We just have to finish out the lettering, and then we'll probably have it ready, you know, in June or July by Phoenix or by San Diego Comic-Con. So, you know, that's basically done. Volume 4, or Volume 6 by our great artist Jared Lamp. Is you know, about halfway done. So we're hoping to have that one too by San Diego Comic-Con. Yeah. The perfect world, we have 5 and 6 done by San Diego Comic-Con.
At least 5.
Yeah, we'll definitely have 5. There's no doubt. Like, 5 is done.
We also have another very interesting comic book in the works. It's like a short little run of a few volumes, and it's about a man who's brave enough to be the next president of the United States. He's not like all these other politicians who's are trying to be presidential. He's actually unpresidential, and his name is Kim Jong-un.
So basically it's just like ridiculous political satire that we're writing about Kim Jong-un running for president of the United States of America, and we call it unpresidential. And so, the art's by Jeremy Labib, and then we have one other very special project video game.
I made a little Man vs. Rock video game too that should be ready this summer. It's like a little RPG. You go around as Buckstone and you just kind of fuck shit up. It's a lot of fun. A lot of jokes are packed in there.
So we've got a lot on our plate. Like, the video game will be coming out soon.
We got a webcomic too. If you go to our website, we got some free webcomics up on there too.
Our website, www.whitehouse.gov/man versus rock, or our other website, manversusrock.com.
So this video game intrigues me.
Yeah, I gotta ask.
How? You're like, wait, go back to that.
What way did you make it?
It's a legitimate video game. Did you people think we're just screwing with them, but it's like a legit video game.
It's like you can play it on. It's like something you could probably play on your iPad. Kind of, do you ever play like the room video game or something like that?
Yeah, like where you click through. Like, is it like a point and click type adventure? Or are you doing like an RPG?
It's a little more than a point and click. Actually, it's kind of like an RPG maker type game where. You're like Buckstone, you go around, you explore the world, you kind of just wreak mayhem, and you also get to battle enemies like, you know, Bill Cosby's Pudding Pops and stuff like that. Like, just like really ridiculous offensive shit, and it's a lot of fun. It's like, probably be like about, you know, an hour, 2 hours to beat if you want to play it through thoroughly, and you can play on your iPad or your computer, like, you know, whatever. It should be a lot of fun.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's about like a 2 hour playthrough, maybe three.
The premise is that Buckstone has been he hates RPGs, so he's been bombing every mother's basement around. And
Buckstone's like, our main character for Man vs. Rock, by the way.
Yeah, and, for those of you who haven't read the comic, that's actually
RPG
a thing.
RPG fairy like warps him into RPG land to, you know, teach him a lesson, and while he's stuck in RPG land, he just pretty much makes matters worse for himself, and he's trying to escape. So
awesome.
Yeah, I mean, do you have any questions about it?
No, it sounds kind of similar to like the time that people made Barkley Shut Up and Jam into an RPG. I don't know if you've ever heard of Barkley Shut Up and Jam Gaiden, but it's probably one of the most ridiculous and amazing things ever. Basically, yeah, Charles Barkley does a chaos dunk and kills like 5 million people in New York, so basketball is outlawed. you should check it out and try to find it online. It's hilarious. But
that's great. Yeah, I mean, it's basically like the comic. It's just meant to make you laugh. You know, we think there's pretty good gameplay, but you know, we think you're gonna have a little kick, you know, playing through it. And it's like a little, like another like Easter egg for our fans, really. Like, you know, you bought into like Man vs. Rock, and now you can check out the video game.
Yeah,
awesome. Well, hopefully we get you some German fans now if you haven't alienated all of them.
So. Well, yeah. I mean, sprechen Sie Deutsch, wer mein Deutscher hat, wer mein Deutscher hat. I have a German grandmother, so I can sprechen ein bisschen Deutsch.
Oh.
Hey, Frau Loins, you like the Man vs. Rock? Come on over to our side.
I mean, give it a shot, guys. I mean, you have no idea unless you try. Maybe, you know, Munich Comic Con is going to be a super huge thing for you in the future.
That's right. You know.
Also, I have no idea if there's a Comic Con in Munich either. I don't know this.
You have a Rocktoberfest.
Ooh.
Rocktoberfest. That's the right attitude. So yeah, I mean, no, it's a lot of fun. It's like I would totally recommend to people interested in doing things like comic books, like give it a shot. It's really not that difficult compared to like a film. It should take you like, you know, months and thousands of dollars to do. It's a lot more manageable than that, and it's a lot of fun.
Sweet. So we do this on every time we interview someone, and I didn't prepare you ahead. So, if you had to pair your comic with any type of alcohol, what would it be?
Oh, duels.
A virgin strawberry daiquiri.
I mean, we're like the wine cooler of comic books, the way I feel like the hip new wine cooler, like the Zima that you want, like you and your girlfriends going out to get an apple martini or apple teeny out with.
Yeah.
Going with that. I don't know, if you could pair it, what would you pair it with?
I mean, something classy like Bud Light Lime. I don't know.
Like, what about those like Bud Light with like carrot juice in them? Like, it's like the
Bud Light Clamato.
The Clamatos, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think it'd go well with the Black Russian.
Okay.
That's my thought, honestly.
I can see that.
Trying to think of something German.
Yeah, I know. Something German.
I don't know. What do Germans, like, do they drink alcohol? I'm not sure. I've never heard of any beer. Like,
yeah, I don't.
They have halls where they would consume. I don't know.
A little known fact, Germans actually lack, like, the enzymes to break down alcohol. So no German has ever actually been able to have alcohol.
It's only the birthplace of beer, but then they sent it elsewhere. So it's all good.
Yeah, it's like their gift to the world.
Yeah. Löwenbräu, how about that?
So, yeah, I mean, really, I mean, if you want your experience in Man vs. Rock to be enhanced as possible, you'll be drunk. I think that's really the...
Not only will you be drunk, you'll be drunk on comics.
There we go.
Oh, there's a plug.
Man, we're going to totally use that as a bumper now.
Yeah. No, we. I actually did read through your comic with an all-day IPA in my hand, and I was like, I really feel like I need something heavier alcohol than this.
I'm glad that we drove you to drink more.
Yeah. It takes very little. We literally host Drunk on Comics, but at that moment, it was very much the, like, I'm reading through here, and some of the jokes, some of the artwork. I love the art in it, by the way. Hats off to your actual artists. They allow the gratuitous jokes to, like, actually be grotesque in the right way.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean,
he's awesome.
We got to give Jared, like, credit, because, like, when we shop this around, like, we, you know, to artists, Jared's, like, down for anything.
Oh yeah.
And, like, we got responses that are like, I'm not doing this. Like, so, I mean, that's the great thing about Jared. Jared's a great artist, number one. He's, like, very professional. He's very versatile. And he's down to you know, do whatever you want
to
do.
He's down to get dirty.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, we had people, like, emailing us back, like, I'm calling the cops. You meant to, like, you guys belong in prison.
I was going to say, how many people told you to fuck off when you sent that to them? It had to be several.
That was quite a few.
Yeah, like, most of them.
Yeah, like, there were, like... Well, here's how it would go. Like, we'd post something on Craigslist about, like, yo, we like, looking for an artist. And we'd get, like, a ton of responses back. Like, yeah, I think we're going to work great together. Like, I'm a, you know, this or that. And then we'd send them, like, 10 pages of the script, and they'd be like, I need to take a bath now. Like, I've got to go pray. Like, there's, like all, everybody except for a couple of people were really, really not into it. They thought it was, like, a career killer. And then Jared comes along, and Jared's, like, down for anything, and that's what makes him great. So check out our next volume with which is a sketchbook of the Prophet Muhammad.
I did see that joke at the end with the whole end thing. I laughed really hard at that one, like the burnt toast. I was cracking up. I was like, that is hilarious. That, like, but again, the most ridiculous things that you hear that you don't actually, nowadays we actually don't go, oh, that's never going to happen. Like, that absolutely seems like something stupid that would happen. Like, that seems like a real thing.
Yeah, well, yeah, because everyone wants to be offended. Like, you have, like a section of society that basically masturbates at the thought of being offended now. Nope. So, okay, we'll give you what you want. Yeah. We'll offend you.
Thanks,
yeah.
Yelp.
Yeah.
So,
no, it's, you know.
Well, hey guys, thank you so much for joining on with us today. You know, do you have any anything else that you want people out there to know?
Just, you know, to our readers, thank you for reading, and, you know, to all the awesome listeners out there, thanks for listening. And if you check out our website, manversusrock.com, we have a, you know, we're also at Comixology, Amazon, all that good stuff, and free webcomic on our website. We have a video game coming out, and it's a lot of fun. I think you guys will like it.
If you want to see if you like our comic book, anyone hasn't seen it, check out our website. We got a little teaser trailer video, YouTube video on there. You can check it out.
And free previews of the book.
Yeah, a little free previews of your book. And to all the Deutscher fans out there, remember, trinken, trinken, sieben Tage lang, trinken, bis der Durste Tag.
I don't know what you just said. Can you actually translate that for
me? That was a German drinking song. It was like, drink, drink, drink 7 days long, drink, drink until our thirst is gone. So
it's actually it was actually on Beyonce's new album. So
oh, you know what? I did hear that in the back.
Drunk on Comics, and you got German fans. You should know the German drinking songs.
So. You're Becky with the good hair.
Oh yeah.
Awesome.
Well, the great thing about that German drinking song is it rhymes in English, but not in German.
Oh my god, you're right. That's so weird. Why would you have that?
I mean, Germans have made some very weird decisions before.
They have. I mean, well, you know, let's face it. You guys are the kings of pulling out everybody's weird decisions. So I can't wait to see tentacle porn in one of the next volumes.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for the shout out. Yeah,
yeah,
we won't disappoint you.
Yeah, I have absolutely no doubt that it will be exactly as crazy as you guys are going to try and make it.
We hope so.
Thanks for having us on.
Yeah, we really appreciate it. We love your show, and you guys are always funny and engaging, and we appreciate being on the show.
Well, thank you so much for jumping on with us, and we always end off with a stay thirsty. That's what we've been doing lately. Do you guys have a stay thirsty for us?
You mean like a catchphrase from
So like stay thirsty for, and then something out of your guys' brain pans.
Okay. stay thirsty for my grandmother's semen.
And that'll do it.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
All right.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah.